I genuinely don't know how long or how short this episode is going to be. It might be my shortest episode to date, but nonetheless, I want to welcome you to this new episode of Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts. And the title of this episode is actually exactly what I thought maybe a minute ago. I thought I have to record this episode today because it's supposed to come out tomorrow, so I have to have it ready pretty soon. And my next thought was, not now. So, what is this not now notion that's going on exactly? Well, I don't want to say it's laziness. I don't think that's it. I think it's really easy to think that this habit, maybe of postponing things, is due to laziness, but I don't think so. I actually don't think it's laziness. I think it's maybe quite the opposite. It's the willingness to create something extraordinary while thinking that you're not ready for it. So it's maybe a reflection of insecurity and maybe even of perfectionism because we want to create something perfect and extraordinarily wonderful at the most perfect point in time when we think we have everything ready, we have everything together that we need, and we are ready. And I think that maybe insecurity is at the root of this, habit of postponing things because we think we're not ready to do this. We're not ready to create something valuable. And I have just come to the realization that not now is the death of every potentially world-changing idea. I think Mel Robbins talks about this 5-second rule that you are supposed to count to 5 or backwards from 5, I don't know. And then you do what you're scared to do. Then you do what you want to do. So you don't wait. You create this, kind of little countdown, and then you do it. So that's what I did with this episode. As always, I don't have a script. I just talk about the things that are on my mind in that very moment in hopes that it's going to help somebody else and even myself when I listen back to this. So I thought I'm just going to jump in, and I did it. And this ties beautifully into what I talked about in my last episode because I found the antidote to procrastination. And it's actually breaking down your big goal, your big seemingly unattainable goal, into little chunks and steps that you can perform every single day. And I know there's people who say that having a goal isn't really helpful. I disagree. I think that having a big goal in mind is really, really helpful, but breaking it down into actionable steps is just as important. So definitely set a goal, think for yourself, reflect back on what it is that you want and what you're doing, but also break it down into actionable steps. So, just as an example, I'm supposed to write a paper for uni. What a surprise. And instead of thinking of the finished paper of 15 pages I have to have ready by a certain date, I just set myself this limitation of working on it for 30 minutes every single day. And that's it. Those 30 minutes go by so quickly that by the end, I'm immersed in what I'm reading and writing. And so I want to keep going. And so I do. And I don't belong to the category of people who need pressure to work. I just belong to the category of people who procrastinate and then get it done, and it kind of works out in my favor, but it's not like I need this pressure to do the job. I can also do it in little chunks and steps every single day, and I have to tell you, it's so refreshing and it's so relaxing, even because you know you have enough time to finish this. Even if you miss one day, it's not the end of the world, and you can stop anytime. You feel pressure, or you feel like this is getting on your nerves, you just stop and then you pick up where you left off the next day. And I talked with a friend of mine about this very thing. And we both concluded that it's really helpful if you just stop in the middle of the task, because then the next day you know exactly where to pick it up and what to do next. So it eases your way into the task the next day, and you know exactly where to start, and it gets you working, and then you jump to the next step and start maybe a new task within the task, if that makes sense. So yeah, that's kind of what I've come to realize. Procrastination is definitely something that can be omitted and that can be beaten, so to say. And you have now heard my personal antidote to perfectionism. And I think it's kind of important that I created a separate episode for this, because it's really, really worth it. And I really hope this helped you. If it did, please, I wanted to say, give this video a thumbs up. Well, firstly, it's not a video. And secondly, there's no thumbs up in the podcast sphere. But if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, you can rate this episode and you can rate my entire podcast. And I'd be super happy if you did, if you enjoyed this. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe. And yeah, I will catch you in a week from now. I will not procrastinate. The next episode is going to come out next Thursday, as always. And until then, stay healthy and have a wonderful week.